says, you know, what's important is grace. And so let's focus on Paul's epistles. Let's get rid of the Old Testament. It has to do with law. And Christianity isn't to do with law, it's to do with grace. And so this heresy was born, and with it came anti-Semitism. Now we're told about grace. One noted Christian author, and you probably all read his book on grace, announced in Christianity Today, theology isn't important. What unites Muslims and Christians are the common values that we share. Forget theology. We've got God's grace. And now a new missiological method has been developed, known as the grace method. And evangelical mission societies are pushing this boat out. And they say, well, you see, God's grace is so great. He can embrace Muslims. He can embrace the Quran. You can embrace Muhammad. And in fact, create a third category in the New Testament. You've got Jews, you've got Gentiles, you have Ishmaelites as well. And God has made a covenant with them. So God's grace is now going to embrace everyone. Don't talk about law. And don't bring the Jews into it. And then, of course, we've got interfaith movement. Now, this is where sparks really starts to fly. Obama gets his presidency. I'm quite sure where he stands on matters of faith, Islam or Christianity. But he's got to have people now to pray. Good thing, a president. And you would think that if you asked to pray for a president, you would heart in your hands, look to God, storm up to the pulpit, and with all humility, with eyes looking outwards, upwards, you would pour out your soul and your heart, because that's what prayer is. You're in communion with God. Not so the top evangelical leader. He writes out his prayer. He sends it off to a college for it to be checked in terms of Islam. It comes back to him, and he reads his prayer. And he begins using Islamic forms. And then when he gets about to Jesus, what Jesus has done for him, he uses the Muslim, the Quranic word for Jesus, Isa, as well as Yesu, as well as Yeshua. And so as he prays for his president, he contextualizes his prayer into an Islamic form. Do you think God hears us? And so now, an evangelical movement that you